Biblical End Time Prophecies, the Book of Revelation, Chapter 4.
Well, hello. I'm Doyle Davidson, founder and president of Word of Life Ministries, Plano, Texas. What a great blessing to be walking with Kathy in this hour. Ministry this on audio throughout the world. What a great blessing. I pray that God will bless you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And I also confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of your spirit, your body, and your soul. I pray that Jesus Christ is Lord of your spirit, your body, and your soul. I pray that Jesus Christ is Lord of your spirit, body, and soul. I pray for you that Jesus Christ is Lord of your spirit, body, and soul. I pray for you that Jesus Christ is Lord of your spirit, body, and soul. And I pray that God will bless you with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies to be obedient to the Father of spirits. Now here's Kathy.
Chapter 4. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were 4 beasts, full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had the face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the 4 beasts each had of them 6 wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. When those beasts gave glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth for ever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth for ever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. End of chapter 4.
Thank you, Kathy. I would like to add to chapter 4 what you have just read. It is a great honor to be a servant of Jesus Christ, a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, doing his will, suffering for his purposes. But knowing this, in all of our sufferings, we are overcomers in every one of them. It's such a blessing to be an obedient servant of the one that died and was buried and rose again the third day. Thank you.